Well, before we dig into God's word, let's take a moment to pray, boys and girls. Let's pray again. Come, Holy Spirit, and help us to hear and receive what you would say to us today. For we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. So we're gathered here as one big family from four different churches. And so we're gathered here with folks from Slamannan. We'll give them a wee cheer. Woo! From folks from Blackbrays and Shield Hill. Yeah. From Muir Avonside. Yay. And from Brighton's. Woo! So we're all here together. And part of the reason we're gathering together again is that actually in the future, we are going to be one big family, worshipping and working together for the across the Upper Breeze. And so it's really important that we get to know each other and we build relationships and so that we spend this time together. And that future ahead of us, it's going to take a lot of work to make that happen. And our leaders, the elders amongst us, they've already been doing some of that work over the last number of months. And one of the bits of work they did led to them saying, well, our common purpose together is this. Our purpose is to invite, encourage, and enable people to follow Jesus. That's what all the elders said is our common purpose. That's what we've to be about. And it's quite a big purpose. I'm not really sure how to go about all that and what that means and looks like and how to do that. And it sometimes makes me feel a wee bit nervous, boys and girls. A bit nervous and scared like the friends of Jesus that we saw in that video. They were scared about this big job that God had given them. And so it's really important then that we are, and good that we're gathering on this particular Sunday that is a good reminder of something. Because this is a special Sunday. And do you know what this special Sunday is called? Any of our young people know what this special Sunday is called? What's it called? Begins with a P. Special Sunday. Any takers? It is Pentecost. Pentecost Sunday. And on Pentecost Sunday, remember a very special event happened. What happened in the video? What can you remember happened in the video? Hope. Fire came on their heads, that's right. And that fire that came upon the first disciples was an outward picture of something that was happening inside them. What was happening also inside them at the same time? Daniel? Say that again. Yep, so their heart was warming up because Jesus died, and because he had died and come back to life again, he was warming their hearts by something being sent to give them. What was, Emily? The Holy Spirit, that's right, the Holy Spirit. And so the Holy Spirit was coming and changing their hearts. And their hearts, what were their hearts like before the Holy Spirit came? In that video, what were their hearts like before? Harris? Scared, yeah. They were like, oh, I'm really scared. Jesus has given us this big job and we're just a bunch of fishermen and we don't really know what we're doing. Ah! They were freaking out. They were scared. They were hiding away. But then afterwards, as the Holy Spirit came, as Jesus warmed their hearts by the Holy Spirit, what were they like afterwards, Harris? What were they like? Happy, joyful, confident, bold. They were ready to go out in the power of the Holy Spirit. And so the Holy Spirit came like a candle being lit inside them, like a light being lit inside them. This is what happened to them. And it changed everything. It changed them so powerfully that it actually changed the world. And so instead of being scared, they were now bold and confident and joyful. Instead of being lots of separate people all over the place, they were just one big family. And all these changes, they can happen in our hearts and in our lives as well, if we'll allow the Holy Spirit to be at work in us and through us and amongst us to change our hearts. And so no matter what lies ahead of us as a bunch of churches, no matter the purpose we're called to and how much it might scare us at times, we don't need to be afraid of that future. We don't need to be afraid of that calling because we too have the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is within us and amongst us and is ready to lead us in that. But it's still important that we talk about how we feel about that, about what we hope and dream for that future together, and what we're questioning and concerned about that future together. And so Monica, Sandra and I, the three ministers, as we were shaping today, we felt it was important that we give some time to talk. So it was good that you were ready for a good blether earlier on. Because what we're going to do, as you can see from the order of service, is that we're going to carry this time of worship through to the halls at the back here. And we want to give some space to talk. Now, we could talk forever in a day, I'm sure. But we don't want to be here forever in a day. So we're going to begin the conversation, you might say, with a couple of questions. And you're not going to have to speak out loud if you don't want to. But we've done a couple of things so that everybody can say something or share something in a really easy, gentle way. And it's for all ages, so we want our children, our young people to be involved and for their voice to be heard as well. And so in a moment, we're going to move through. We can either use this door or the door at the front and move around to the halls. We're going to use both halls because there's quite a lot of us. And we'll probably fill up the hall on the right first and then on the left. And then in there, we will have some songs and a prayer, but we'll also have some time sharing, well, what are we concerned about? What are we questioning? What are we hoping and dreaming for? And capture this together, remembering that God is with us by His Spirit, and He's called us to a great purpose, and we're called to live that out. Now, for people watching at home, once everybody's out of the sanctuary, we've got a video specifically for you that will just share a bit more and invite you to be part of the conversation. So there'll be a couple of video loops just to kind of pass the time, and then once everybody's out, you'll get to see that video. So hang on in there and be part of that conversation, please. So I think without any further ado, we're all going to get up, we'll use the doors, and we'll get through to the halls. Thanks, Neil.